It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A historic synagogue on the Lower East Side was about to embark on a second life. Instead, now, it's in a heap of charred ruins, having been destroyed by a huge fire Sunday. Police are calling it possible arson. Joining us now is Josh Nathan Kazis, a staff writer for The Forward. He's been covering the story. Josh, good morning.
Morning.
So the synagogue, Beth Hamadrash Hagadol, was one of the area's most visible Jewish landmarks, but it had fallen into disrepair over the last few years. And the rabbi leading it was trying to raise money. He even wanted to tear down the site and sell it for condos back in 2012. What happened?
So the synagogue is, as you said, one of the most historic in the area. It was built in the 1850s as a Baptist church, and since the 1880s has been the home to Beth Hamidrash HaGadol, which is the oldest Jewish Orthodox congregation serving Russian Jews, Jews with Russian heritage in the United States. The building was a historic home for the Jewish community, both during the heyday of the Lower East Side, but also more recently. Its rabbi, Ephraim Oshry, who led the synagogue until his death in 2003, was almost a sainted figure in the community. Unfortunately, after his death, the community had dwindled, and the remaining members were elderly and unable to support this very large and decrepit building, and they stopped using it in 2007.
So it's been sitting vacant since then.
Yeah, and the city actually ordered it vacated in 2011, citing, I think, concerns about the roof. But the congregation, beginning in 2012, began to search for new uses for the space, and they actually put in a request at that time with the Landmarks Commission to revoke the landmark status of the building. It was one of the first landmarks buildings to be landmarked in the city in the 60s, and they said, look, we have no options here. There's no way for us to continue to pay for this building, to keep it up. It's not safe anymore. We actually need to sell it to be torn down. Mm-hmm. They had a change of heart within a couple of months and withdrew that application, and since then, they've been engaged in this very intensive process to search for partners to restore, redevelop the space. And ironically, they, as you said, they had found a solution. They had found new partners and had a meeting scheduled for today, for Wednesday, with the Landmarks Commission to present this with a group called the Chinese American Planning Council and other social service group on the Lower East Side, and a developer. So this was really all set, and they were planning on having this meeting with Landmarks and announcing the new plans soon after. And then this fire.
What is the Chinese American Planning Council? I mean, what were they planning to? They were kind of teaming up with the synagogue, to turn this into condos?
Sorry, yeah. If you look at the geography of the space, the Chinese American Planning Council, it's a social service group. They have a building next door, and they also own lots right around the synagogue space. It's not clear what the actual plan was. There was a developer involved that I believe was going to be funding it. I know that the Chinese American Planning Council would have had some use in the building, and the synagogue would have retained some prayer space in the basement. But the further details, I think, are unclear because it wasn't announced because it's burned down, and it seems to be moot at this time.
So some of the structure is still standing now. Can the owner just now demolish what's left of it, or does it still need to go to the Landmarks Commission?
I think that's still unclear. As of yesterday, the Landmarks Commission wasn't really saying what the next steps would be. I think everyone sort of focused on the immediate issue of securing the space and making sure that it's not in danger of further collapse. But if you look at it, if you walk by, you'll see that there still is a sort of front brick wall and a back brick wall. The side walls are have big holes in them, and the roof is totally gone except for some spars. It's quite uncertain what will be next for this space, but it is certainly not entirely gone. Mm-hmm. And there's also a report that the basement's still intact.
Now, you wrote that this synagogue was among the last great surviving symbols of the old neighborhood. I mean, we're losing history here, right?
Yeah, and you know, so there have been a number of these synagogues that have fallen down. There was a congregation called the first Romanian American congregation that was actually torn down in 2006 after it became unstable. The thing about Beth Hamidrash HaGadol was that there are a lot of small storefront or small congregations, small buildings that survive in the area. But Beth Hamidrash HaGadol was very large, very visible from the main streets, And it survived as this symbol. And people told me, you know, they walked by it every day, and they were reminded of the history there. You know, the Jewish community in America has strong nostalgic feelings for that neighborhood. That many of us feel that there are roots there, and these symbols, I think, are important. And there was a lot of sadness early this week when this one went away.
That's true. Josh Nathan Kazis from The Forward, thank you so much.